This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/8/2019. Great day to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. ThePowerHour.com and ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Great broadcast for you today. Joseph Meyer is going to come at the end of the broadcast. A short update on what's going on. Things have turned a little bit on some of his predictions. The Fed's reaction, obviously gold and silver. I think he's a very good forecaster and he's right on the pulse of it, so we'll wait to hear his announcements later on. Joining us now, in fact on hold, is an author of a book, a very provocative title, Drugs as a Weapon Against Us. And, or U.S., you know, kind of against us, U.S. kind of thing, kind of a little play on there. He's written a book. He was interviewed by Joyce a few years ago. Well, he's made a movie about, a documentary about the book. Very important. Drugs as Weapons Movie. DrugsAsWeaponsMovie.com is the website. So we're going to talk about it today, what the CIA's role, drugs, heroin, cocaine, LSD. It might not be what you think. We're so glad to welcome him. John, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks so much for having me on, Daniel.
I saw your trailer, a little bit of your video. It's very good, very interesting. It's really compelling and draws you in. Give us a little bit of background and history, kind of drugs, the British East India Company with China, and how drugs have been used as weapons.
Yeah, so the very first part of the movie opens up with the first, what they call the Opium Wars, and it was about the British East India Company, and they're getting extremely wealthy off of the opium, of the poppy fields that were around what they called the Golden Triangle for poppy fields, and that was in southwest China, right next to Vietnam, right next to Laos. And those were the best areas to grow poppies that produce opium and heroin. And so they were getting extremely wealthy there off of that. But China was very upset about all the opium trade in their country, you know, hurting its population. So they tried to ban opium. And the British fought that ban on behalf of the opium traders and won two wars in the mid-1800s over that, and forced China to accept the opium trade into their country. And they actually won Hong Kong and Taiwan away from China. China had to give up those territories. And so I show how, so there was a number of American families that were involved in that opium trade with the British East India Company. And some of those families were the Russells and the Pierponts and of John Pierpont Morgan fame, the Cabots, the Lowes, the Greens, and I show how they ended up founding the some of the top Ivy League schools in our country. The Russells put the most money into Yale University, the Lowes, if people know Lowe Library of Columbia University, and the Greens of Princeton and the Cabots of Harvard. And so they also founded the secret societies in those schools, such as Skull and Bones at Yale and the Porcelain Club at Harvard. And I know it just said Yale, the Skull and Bones would bequeath the equivalent of about $220,000 to each member of Skull and Bones when they graduated from Yale. And so that's how these people that were in the secret societies gained such a huge step on everyone else in getting even more wealth and fame after their graduation, not only their connections to other wealthy families, but having a leg up with so much money to start with. And so that's some of the history of how, so the Rockefellers graduated from Skull and Bones, the John Pierpont Morgan, of course, and J.P. Morgan family, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies and all them. And so I show their history of how they ended up being, the wealthiest families in the world, even today with J.P. Morgan Chase being the top bank. And so that's some of the way it worked. And so I go into that history up to now with the two largest wars in U.S. history being over those top poppy fields, both in the Golden Triangle and the Vietnam War area, and also the Golden Crescent in the Afghanistan area where the top poppy fields are for producing opium and heroin, and how that appears to be, the history of the CIA shows that it appears to be the same motives up to today.
Let me go back a little bit to kind of summarize. The British East India Company was pumping in heroin into China. It was one of the big markets that people was causing a real problem with their society, probably not unlike the opioid crisis in America today. Yes. And China wanted to do something about it. They began to fight against the trading of it, and Britain declared war. I mean, what was the excuse for the war at that point? They said, oh, we're going to – I mean, I find it hard to believe they said, well, we're going to fight a war with you because you won't let us sell opium in your country. I mean, what was the excuse?
I know. It seems crazy. It really does. When you think of it, it really seems unbelievable. But that the excuse was, you're banning free trade. And, really, it was just banning the profits of these people making their profits off opium at the expense of all these people developing all these problems. But it wasn't just in China, because the opium actually also came back to England. And I show the evidence that in my book more so. I didn't have as much time in my film. But it developed huge opium problems in England. A lot of people had opium problems. They were putting opium in all kinds of different so-called medicines. At that time, for everything from the cold to, any kind of elixir had, a bit of opium in it. And there was all kinds of problems in poor families that were believing that opium could cure all kinds of things. And so this was at the same time when there was massive labor unrest during the Industrial Revolution in Europe and England. And when they were fighting for more rights, workers were fighting for more rights, and people were fighting for more rights in general to have lower work hours because they were working 24/7, and they were having children were working in factories, and they fought hard to gain more rights as workers in England and also in the United States. And opium was being pushed in the United States as an elixir and a cure for headaches and a cure for all kinds of things.
Laudanum in the, late 1800s. There's a book called The China Mirage. You mentioned those families where it kind of details what you're saying, all parallels it. But it also mentioned the Roosevelt family, FDR's family. What's your knowledge or feeling about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Delanos, were top opium shippers also. James Bradley, who wrote the book Flags of Our Fathers, was a New York Times best-selling author whose movie Flags of Our Fathers was made into a movie by Clint Eastwood. And his next book was The Imperial Cruise, and it was about a cruise that Theodore Roosevelt, I believe it was, who ordered a cruise of all these top American officials to go on this cruise to Asia to explore what was going on with, and to try to get things going with connections, with opium connections in Asia. And so, yes, they, all the top families were involved. Now, a lot of people say that the Roosevelts betrayed their class. Now, FDR betrayed the upper, the oligarchs, basically, because he was from the super wealthy society, and he decided to do things a little differently in trying to say he was going to help the poor and help the disabled and during the Great Depression. But, he went against them, but basically a lot of his money, what did come from the Delano family and the opium shipping family, yeah.
What does that say about America that a lot of these top government presidents, what have you, people making decisions, politicians, so heavily invested on something that's so repulsive to most of America, and we have no idea about it. Now, that was back then. I mean, imagine it today. What does that say about the leadership in our country the last 100, 150 years?
It's very sad. It's very sad. It's really, our country keeps acting on behalf of the super rich, the very 0.1% of wealthiest families of our society. That's why we have perpetual war. There's constant wars for God knows what reasons, and the mainstream media. I'm so happy about media programs like radio programs like yours, Daniel, that get to more truth out there, because right now, the mainstream media, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you support wars on any other country. The mainstream media is constantly promoting wars, there's not a war they didn't like. It's constant, you know, they never, you know, in the old days, at least in the 60s, they had debates about wars in the front pages of the different New York Times, Washington Post and all. These days, it's everything's for war. When Trump actually, you know, does one thing, I mean, you know, Trump has done a lot of negative things, for sure. But when he said, okay, let's get our troops out of Syria and Afghanistan, you would have thought people would have applauded that. But no, they you know, ragged on him for saying we need to, you know, they're saying, no, it's a crazy idea to get our troops out of Syria and Afghanistan.
Well, you brought a good point. I think people, let me ask you this then, because I think people are applauding that decision and do want that. You see, you keep saying mainstream media, and everybody does. Do you get the feeling that, yes, Americans want us out of those wars, what Trump was, they were applauding what Trump was doing, but mainstream media, I call it corporate media, because I don't think it's connected to Main Street anymore. I think America wants us out. The obviously, the industrial complexes seem like they don't, and the corporate media serves them. I think corporate media has disconnected from the American people. Do you exactly. See that also?
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, Daniel. That's exactly what I mean. You know, multinational corporate media is what I mean when I say mainstream media. And so it's really multinational corporate media is all about war, whereas the average American is about wants peace. It's just a peace. You know, we're the average person. We want peace. We want peace and love and a solid, stable family, and that's what we want. But the corporate media, multinational corporate media, is interlocked with the defense contractors, the pharmaceutical companies, the banks, and they share boards of directors. Even by corporate law, they've got to do their bidding, you know, to keep the profit margin up according to corporate law. And so that's how some of it works. I mean, the defense contractors make a ton of money off the wars with their, you know, arms they use and sell and all that. And then the pharmaceutical companies make a whole lot of money off that cheap opium for their painkillers. But, of course, they're pushing that painkillers too hard, and that's causing a lot of heroin addictions. And, you know, of course, then also the heroin's coming from those regions too, though. And
I was floored when Ron Paul was running for president, and it was on, I think it was Fox, maybe it was CNN, because I think that's what shocked me even more. They had a sergeant there who was in the military. They were talking to military people. Are military people supporting Ron Paul? He's like, yeah, you know, well, why do you think they are? You know, they were like puzzled, trying to find some weird reason. And he plain as day, calm as could be, he said, well, all the soldiers, we all know that we're just over there fighting for KBR and Halliburton and all that, and that we're tired of that, and we want something different. My jaw about hit the floor, and the guy interviewing tried to, let's go to something else. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, there's a commercial, or there's the music. We got a break. DrugsAsWeaponsMovie.com is his website, and we'll have more of John Podash on the other side. Very good. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There's been a host of guests who've come on talk about CIA's connection to drugs and just how, you know, why do we give any credence to these people, at least the deep state, whatever aspect of the CIA and its effect on individuals, on drug addiction, on societal control, societal manipulation. The title of the book, the full title, is Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA War on Musicians and Activists. So we're going to go much further down the rabbit hole, down to the musicians, you know, people like Kurt Cobain, like John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix. You know, what was their role? What was the CIA's connection? We'll get into that. We got a short segment here with John Potash, the author. It's been made into a documentary, a movie. DrugsAsWeaponsMovie.com is the website, and you can also pick up the book there. We talked about corporate media versus independent media or whatever that is. And this propaganda machine that we're fighting against, that it's so big we don't even realize it sometimes. Do you think America is separating from this? Do you think America will be able to overcome this propaganda?
Yeah, I do think we're separating. And I think that, you know, as I say, we want peace and we don't want all this drug trafficking. The problem is that the oligarchs are just so powerful. And with you know, the ending net neutrality, for example, that just created even more power for the multinational corporations to control that kind of information that was getting out there more on the internet than it was. And so they're able to control the internet traffic and the way we get our new information. So that's problematic. So we always have to be creative and keep finding new ways to get the information out there. And radio programs like yours is one of those ways, of course. But we just have to keep finding new ways. So when I created the film based on the book Drugs as Weapons Against Us, I started with film festivals, but I also actually gotten a distribution offer from one group. I got denied by the number. I mean, number of groups wouldn't even talk to me. A number of distributors. Finally, two distributors talked to me, but one seemed like they could get it out better at Gravitas Ventures. So I was glad that they okayed it. I'm new to making films, so I didn't know that I just was happy enough to get a distributor and then actually did backwards, but went to film festivals just to get the word out more. But I was happy to get about 13 awards at different film festivals and get selected for about over 20 other film festivals and to get the word out a good bit. So it's still showing actually in certain places, like in Los Angeles Film Festival this weekend. And sadly on a Sunday night at 10 p.m. though. But and it's also showing in London, at a London Film Festival this maybe about 2 weeks from today. But it's really, you know, you can really just rent it on Vudu or YouTube Rent or Google Play or iTunes or Vimeo, or you can buy it at Best Buy or Barnes & Noble or Amazon or directly from me. If you go to the link that it gets you to the johnpodash.com or drugsasweapons.com, that actually just takes you to a link that you can buy it directly from me. But you can also buy it from Walmart, Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, or Amazon if you want. So,
what? Very good. Drugsasweaponsmovie.com is the website where you can introduce and get right back to him. Buy it from him if you can, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need to support Amazon if we don't have to. What do you think people, what do you want people to learn from this and come away with?
Well, I want them to see the evidence that, and I don't pretend to know the truth, but the evidence becomes so strong when you see all of it presented in the movie with these CIA whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, DEA whistleblowers like Mike Levine, you know, and the documents and all that, that the CIA and the oligarchs use the CIA and other, you know, intelligence agencies to, sadly enough, distribute, you know, traffic drugs in order for social control to stop us from changing the system for the better and changing our lives for the better with the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement and all that. And it, sadly enough, it appears to still go on to today with targeting the Occupy movement, what they were trying to do.
We see things like Martin Luther King. It's come out now in declassified information. Martin Luther King was also, was at one moment was progressive and was bringing change to America and was one of the best speakers I think I've ever heard. I don't know who wrote his speeches. I don't know if he did or he had help or whatever. Unbelievable. But at the same time, he was connected with the CIA or elements of the intelligence community, was controlled to some degree, was an asset to some degree, and then was burned. I mean, we're seeing, is that kind of the dynamic that we're talking about with these musicians?
Well, I don't know about how connected to intelligence MLK was. I never really heard that, but I could understand that they just kept saying, you better not do this or else. And so he agreed to different terms that, okay, you can only go so far or else this is what's going to happen to you. And so basically they were warned, you can't go against the Vietnam War. And the exact year of the anniversary of him making a huge speech against the Vietnam War, unlike all the other civil rights leaders, he was assassinated on the year anniversary. So
all right, stay tuned, ladies. And hold that thought right there. We got another break on the other side. John Podash, drugsasweaponsmovie.com. Drugs uses weapons against us. Important topic.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says he has not discussed the ongoing Russia investigation with President Trump.
As I said earlier today in my opening remarks, I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says this whole hearing seems to be a bit of a sideshow.
When we look forward into this hearing today, we're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back, because that's what this is becoming.
Democrats in Virginia are calling for an investigation into sexual assault claims against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. He's accused of forcing himself on a woman back in 2004. And federal health officials say there's no sign of the flu season letting up. The CDC is reporting a rise in flu cases in the recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of the book and the movie, Drugs as Weapons Against Us. And you can go to John Potash or go to drugsasweaponsmovie.com to get links to purchases, what have you. We'll get back to him momentarily. I'd like to first make you aware of some of our specials over at the Power Mall. Of course, you know the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys. Thepowermall.com is our website of products. We have the vaccine CD sets for the different interviews and the information to pass out about vaccines. Sherry Rogers, all whole year worth of interviews with her. The Willard Water is on sale. The oxygen products, OxySulfur, OxyLift, OxyEarth, all on sale at the Power Mall. And if you buy, you get a free OxyLift. You can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if the interview with Ed interests you at all, check that out, and you get a free OxyLift with a purchase. Sherry Rogers recommended products, the Detox and the Phosphatidylcholine, Good Health Naturally, Robert Redfern, and the Strauss Heart Drops, of course, and Living Clay, and there's many other things because we're switching our warehouse sites that are heavily on sale. You got to call Jay to find out about 877-817-9829, 877-817 9829. Thank you for your support. We need and deserve your support and prayer. So thank you very much. Please buy from us. And, of course, Cardio Miracle also. There's been some dramatic results. He's going to be on next week with people. Customers are calling just you know, in a week and a half, diabetes, pain in their feet has gone down dramatically. So check that out, and we'll talk more about that next week. But give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. Getting back to John, specifically about the book and some of the information that you go to, the trails that you go down. These musicians, specifically Kurt Cobain, Tupac Shakur, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, you focus on those, also Black Panthers, the Democratic Society. What was going on with these musicians, and what was the CIA's connection to them?
Yeah, so it started with Project MKUltra, which was started in 1953 by the CIA, and that really was the umbrella project for 199 sub-projects. And these sub-projects included testing about 3 dozen different drugs, and I show a list of some of the drugs in, you know, in the film, but 3 dozen different drugs on thousands of soldiers. Thousands of soldiers in the 1950s were used as guinea pigs in places such as Edgewood Arsenal, which is right near me in Baltimore. And so they found that, you know, they knew what these drugs could do to these soldiers because they kept testing and retesting them and surveying these soldiers over many years, over 20 years. And, for example, 19 years later, many of these soldiers said that they still felt the negative effects of LSD from the one time they were tested with it way back when. And so they knew. And so LSD was one of their top drugs to use, as what their own documents say, were as weapons for unconventional warfare. And so unconventional warfare, people think of warfare as war in foreign lands, but all the evidence shows is that, and the Church Committee, the U.S. Senate Church Committee says that these drugs were used surreptitiously on citizens on all social levels. All right, and so surreptitiously meaning they dose people's drinks with LSD or they gave them other drugs and without them knowing. And so the Church Committee documents also say that they were, you know, they use both drugs and propaganda to manipulate people, to make people think that they're doing things out of their own interests when actually they're doing things based on the interests of the oligarchs, the wealthiest people in this society, you know, and their propaganda machines. So you get to that, and then you get to 1965 when Assistant MKUltra Director Robert Lashbrook went to London with loads of LSD agents and money. And this comes from A.E. Hotchner, who was Ernest Hemingway's longtime editor in his book Blown Away, An Oral History of the Rolling Stones. And so he says, in 65, here's this CIA assistant director, you know, of MKUltra coming over there with all that money. And he told, and he quotes an agent who says, that, you know, Lashbrook told us to get LSD in as many musicians' hands as possible. Now, why, do you ask? And the answer is lies in the other things I said, you know, to manipulate people. But so they start with the musicians because they know musicians have the most control over our hearts and minds. You know, they're people we love. They are, you know, people we listen to most with their lyrics and their music getting to our hearts. And so, lo and behold, after that happens, John Lennon and George Harrison are having dinner with George Harrison's dentist and with their partners. And I have John Lennon, you know, on audio talking about this incident. George Harrison also talking about the incident in the movie. And John Lennon was dosed. He, you know, he starts drinking the coffee, and he's all of a sudden he feels like he's tripping, but he didn't know what tripping was because he never tried it before. George Harrison didn't even know what LSD was. He says in my film. You know, I have a videotape of him saying he never even heard it. He didn't know what it was at that time, 1965, because it was more well-known in the U.S., but not in England. And so, Cynthia Lennon says John was furious at the time. And so after that, I show the evidence that undercover agents and other people basically eventually manipulated John to try it again, you know, about 6 to 12 months later. And say, okay, it's just fun. It's not that bad. But George Harrison, within 2 years, says he couldn't believe he had done that. It's just sickening. He had tripped for a few times for 2 years, and he saw all the wasteoids in San Francisco just tripping so much and just all turned into mush. He just got sick of it and never tried it again. But Lennon was convinced to keep using it by different people around them, such as Yoko Ono, sadly enough. But in a new book, they keep...
Was Yoko Ono a CIA asset then?
Well, a journalist who covered the Beatles for years came out with a book just recently saying that Yoko Ono was the person that got John Lennon using heroin daily. And that was the first time Lennon started using heroin, was based on Yoko Ono getting him to do that. And so I just argue that, and Ono comes from one of the wealthiest families in Japan. So I don't know for sure that she was an asset, but it sure appears that she was a negative influence on John Lennon and could have been.
A handler.
Right, but we do know that Mick Jagger got his first hit of acid from an undercover FBI MI5 agent named David Schneiderman. That came out in a major article in the Daily Mail, the Daily Newspaper of London, and it clearly identified Schneiderman as, both working for two agencies, both the British MI5, which is the British version of the FBI, and the FBI, and that was obviously as a, part of the CIA's Project MKUltra over there.
Let me go back and ask you this then. So their purpose was to, you kind of alluded to it, to control these musicians, to have them set up as drug-using examples, what?
Yeah, so it's partly to control them, partly to hurt their minds, because John Lennon and Mick Jagger actually were some of the first musicians to say they were against the Vietnam War. And Jagger actually went to anti-Vietnam War demonstrations. And had songs against the Vietnam War. And so these were, these are guys that they wanted to disrupt their best, activity and their best thinking. But they also wanted to promote acid through them. And so by getting them to use LSD and then promoting it when they did, because the police, when Jagger got convinced to use LSD, the police all of a sudden came in and arrested Jagger, but, didn't touch Schneiderman, even though he had a briefcase full of drugs. And then, made the headlines in the newspaper that Jagger, arrested while using LSD and, inadvertently promoting it, obviously. And so they wanted to promote it to all the idealistic youth that was involved in the civil rights movement, that was involved in the anti-war movement. And then once they, promoted it in that way, they could disrupt the best thinking of the anti-war youth. And so Students for Democratic Society was the largest anti-war group, in this country, maybe in history, 100,000 strong by 1969. And they were all vehemently against the war and doing great protests and all kinds of different work against the Vietnam War. But I should argue that they were manipulated. The person musicians were manipulated and promoted to idealistic youth. And then the idealistic youth that were doing all this different activism were, some of them were dosed. The head of Columbia SDS, Students for Democratic Society, was the one that led the first building takeovers at colleges, protesting the war and also protesting against civil rights abuses. And so he, he led that in Columbia. They took over a bunch of buildings, and then colleges around the country had building takeovers to protest the war. But he then was at a party with some undercover agents from the Yippies, and that infiltrated, Abbie Hoffman's Yippie group. And their punch was dosed, with LSD without them knowing it. And once they tried and were tripping, they thought, okay, all right. They'd actually said, New York SDS, Columbia SDS had said, we are against LSD. We think it's anti-revolutionary and, anti-activist. And then once they were dosed and tried it, they thought, all right, maybe it's not that bad, so we'll take back our statement. So, this is how it allowed down.
Yeah, we'll get more on the other side of this with John Potash. DrugsAsWeaponsMovie.com is the website. Drugs as Weapons Against Us. Fascinating subject. More into this on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
We Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
People like Jeffrey Daugherty have come on and kind of document some of the musicians' involvement with the CIA, with drugs control, what have you, and the concept that the CIA wanted to see how fast they could shape American culture. How fast can we take it from Leave It to Beaver in the early 60s, take it from Leave It to Beaver to basically Woodstock? How fast could we do that? Well, we found out the answer. They could do it pretty darn quick. And that's kind of what happened. The mainstream popular culture in America changed that rapidly. We're talking to John Potash. The book is Drugs as Weapons Against Us. DrugsAsWeaponsMovie.com is the website. The connection with the CIA, how they targeted musicians not only to corrupt their minds, corrupt their ability to be activists to influence in a positive way against their agenda, but then also to be promoters of drugs. You know, even setting up Mick Jagger and having him arrested when the guy with the whole briefcase full of drugs is sitting right there, and he doesn't get touched, who's connected to the MI5 or MI6 CIA somehow. Let's move forward a little bit. We'll kind of go back and forth. We'll focus on four main musicians. Kurt Cobain. Now, when I was growing up, Kurt Cobain became huge. Obviously, Smells Like Teen Spirit was just such a, still today, the song just explodes on the radio. It's unbelievable. Nirvana became massive, and then 2-3 years later, he was supposedly killed himself by a drug overdose. Explain some of his history and the connections there.
Yeah, so in the film, I've got some CIA whistleblowers that, like John Stockwell, and Stockwell had said that his fellow agents were flying out of Vietnam with the heroin, and they said after he left the CIA, he kept in touch with the agents, and he still followed what the CIA was doing, and they said by the late 80s, they were majorly trafficking heroin from the Afghanistan area, the Golden Crescent for, poppy fields, And so by 1990, 1991, they had a credible supply of heroin coming into the U.S. from the Golden Crescent, Afghanistan area. But they needed to – I showed the evidence that they really needed demand to match supply. They didn't have that yet. Now, in the 60s, they did that by influencing a number of musicians to get involved in heroin and glorify heroin. And inadvertently, now these musicians didn't mean to do that. They just inadvertently were influenced to try it and then promote it. And then when their lives were really messed up by the heroin and they tried to detox, they stopped getting promoted, quite as much, sadly enough. But I showed all the evidence of that. But it come, the late 80s, early 90s, you didn't have, you still had musicians, hooked on heroin, but you didn't have as many as, the CIA really wanted a top musician that would really promote it in a big way. So I showed the evidence that they psychologically profiled people. And, Kurt Cobain fit the bill because he had a massive stomach problem. His own diaries, he said he tried heroin a half dozen times in 4 years from 86 to 90 because he couldn't find any medications to solve his really horrible stomach problems. But in 1991, Nevermind, his album Nevermind with Nirvana was soaring up the record charts, and into his life all of a sudden comes Courtney Love. Now she meets him at a party when she's with her date Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. She leaves Billy Corgan, she goes to Kurt Cobain, and says, and starts dating him. And so then she quickly within. Month or two or three of first meeting him, she gets pregnant with his kid. So Cobain marries her with a prenuptial agreement. Now, all the people in the Seattle scene, I have quotes of them saying that was the first time Courtney Love was the first time he started using heroin on a daily basis, and that she was manipulative that way and manipulated him into doing that. And so this year, she actually had a bizarre life where she comes from the super wealthy grandparents, and her adopted mother, the super wealthy grandparents had adopted a woman who was Courtney Love's mother, but they basically controlled Courtney's life. They took her away from her biological father at the age of when she was 5 years old, and by paying off his lawyer so they could get full custody. And then they sent her to counseling at an incredibly early age of about three or four years old, based on different accounts. And she says in a letter to Hank Harrison that she was getting all kinds of psychotic drugs from these psychiatrists, and they were actually also having sex with her, which is incredibly bizarre. A counseling woman, a girl,
God Almighty.
But also having sex with her. So she's stuck in juvenile detention at 13. Her parents and grandparents had given up on her. And so she writes a letter, and Hank Harrison gets her out of juvenile detention and finds that
she... Who is Hank Harrison?
That's her biological father.
Okay, and, I got you.
So her biological father gets her out of juvenile detention, after being depressed about having lost custody of her and not seen her for years. and gets her out of detention, but finds that she's, sadly enough, become a heroin addict and prostitute, you know, in her early teens, at 13 and 14 years old, and she was leaving heroin syringes around his house. And the biographies of her, you know, have letters, quote, letters that boyfriends have given to the writers, where she basically was stripping for the Asian mafia by the age of 14 or 15 years old.
And then my gosh.
And then the Taiwanese mafia several years later. And she admits to prostituting in these letters. And so she's you know, such a bizarre life. So Hank Harrison didn't know what to do with her. But when he's when she was just turned 17, Hank Harrison was writing a book doing research in Dublin, Ireland. And she goes over there and to stay with him briefly. And a guy that was had befriended Hank Harrison over there basically took Courtney Love under his wing and went with her to London, where she gave out she brought 1,000 hits of LSD, according to his biographies, and then did, you know, and that was similar to what Robert Lashbrook did in 1965, and she gave him out like candy, and she really messed up a lot of musicians' groups and families and lives with a ton of drugs she had on her besides just the LSD. She did the same thing in Portland, in Los Angeles, and then in Seattle. And she had all the evidence of that. And she had her first husband, who was a top punk musician in Los Angeles, who said that she was, he thought he was marrying a feminist, you know, like a leftist feminist. And turns out he married a right-wing Phyllis Diller, who somehow had mafia that would beat him up when he didn't do what she said. And she said that she was sleeping with army generals in Alaska, and they told her that all the wars were good for us, and that he didn't know what he was talking about when he was anti-war. So then she marries, Cobain, and then so I have someone on tape saying that she offered him $50,000 to blow Kurt Cobain's head off, and he didn't take the money, but he says he knows who did. He started to name that person, and he says, "I'll let the FBI catch him." He didn't know what all that really happened. 3 days after saying that on film, for the filmmaker of Kurt and Courtney, Nick Broomfield, this Eldon Hoke, who said that on film, died 3 days later after saying that, being filmed saying that. So. Love is a mess.
Hey, hold that thought. You're breaking up because the music's coming. You're on Skype here. Hold that thought. On the other side, more. We're going to go through some of the other artists. This is just, oh my gosh. How deep does this rabbit hole go, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see how ugly right below the surface what we call culture, our society is? Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.